Welcome to the Eden Assignment, sponsored by the American Martial Arts Alliance Institute. Nominate your martial arts hero for the 2020 AMAA Legends Awards Banquet. Visit our website, www.whoswhointhemartialarts.com.
Blog Talk Radio. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Eden Assignment. I am Karen Eden. And I tell you what, there's a lot of fear going on out there. You know, fear is a spiritual thing because fear is a spirit, according to what we believe in the Bible. And, you know, when there are spiritual issues, there has to be spiritual answers. And a lot of people who operate in the spirit realm, you'll see them put out a lot of things about how God doesn't give you the spirit of fear. And a lot of reasoning and understanding behind that. So I'm going to talk a little bit about fear and what happens when you succumb to fear, because there's a lot more ramification to do with that than I think most people do realize. Fear, the futuristic spirit. You know, the really bad part about fear that a lot of people don't realize is fear being a spirit will attract other spirits. Think about this spirit. This is about futuristic stuff, things that haven't happened yet. And people grow fearful about the future, things that haven't happened yet. That is in direct disobedience with what the Bible says to give into the spirit of fear. Fear not, fear not, fear not. It's written many times throughout the Bible because it is a human element. They say scientifically it started back in the beginning of time when it was your little warning, your little cue that an animal was going to eat you for dinner. And evidently, even though we don't need it that much, I don't know. That's probably a scientific point of view that may be somebody's opinion more than anything, but it is something, it is a precursor to warning us about all the bad things that can happen. More often than not, though, it just runs wild and it gets out of control. Spiritually speaking, when the Bible says that God did not give us the spirit of fear, but God did give us the spirit of power and he gave us the spirit of love, we're talking about spirits, and that's why we say that. There are good spirits and there are bad spirits. Empowering someone, showing love to someone, especially love, is the greatest spirit of all that can combat and conquer a lot of evil spirits. So when you have someone living in a lot of fear, you attract a lot of things to you, a lot of negative things to you. It's what you're focusing on. So this is very interesting. There's a passage in the Bible where Jesus Christ says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find, and knock, and it shall be opened to you." You know, that goes both ways. What are you asking for? You could ask for things that aren't good. You could seek things that are evil. You could knock and have the door open to you and open up portals for bad things to happen to you. That's why it's so important where your brain is and why your brain has such a spiritual connection to it. And has a connection to your soul and to your body, because the way you think for your future has a lot to do with what's going to happen in your life right now. Boy, I just said a lot of stuff in a very short amount of time. Let me try to break this down even more. You know, your mind moves in a certain way, and this is just pure science and pure psychology. I'm trained as a clinical pastor, which makes me a chaplain, but I had to take a lot of psychology behind that as well. And I do, and it just the basic understanding of how the mind works is, you know, when something is to the forefront of your mind, it becomes a bigger picture to you. It's more colorful, and you move in the path of what you're thinking, and you start to move in that direction. So the Bible often warns about your thoughts. Where as a man thinketh, so is he. And a lot of these things that are in the Bible are very true, because you will move down the path of what you think. So once you think it, then you start to say it. And once you speak it, then you start to make it happen. And I want to accredit a lot of that to my mentor, Chaplain John Scott, if he's out there listening. He does great sermons on what you think, what you speak, and how you actually manifest things. Some of the best I've ever heard. So I do want to let you know that a lot of the things I've studied with him or have been under his tutorship, he talks about this over and over again. But I do want to iterate a lot of the things that he talks about. They are very biblically based in these principles about asking and seeking and knocking. You knock on certain doors. Make sure you're knocking on the door that's going to be spiritually enhancing to you. You know, I don't mess around with a lot of stuff that people who confess to even be believers mess around with, because I'm very sensitive to spiritual things, and I don't even have any desire to watch horror flicks, horror movies, a lot of things to do with watching and listening to a certain type of music. I refrain from it because I learned a long time ago that I'm asking for things that I don't want. And maybe some of you are too, and you don't even realize that you're doing it. You have to remember, with the five senses, there are also five spiritual senses. And you can cause things to happen just by the things you look at, the things you hear, the things that you touch. There's so much more going on into the spirit realm that I can't even explain in one blog, in one radio blog. But you need to be very, very aware, first of all, of the spirit of fear, and your thoughts about your future will manifest and attract other spirits that aren't very good if your thoughts are not very good. You hear a lot about, in the New Age movement, positive and negative energies, the power that you have with the manifestation of what you say and what you think. Ladies and gentlemen, I say this a million times, and I feel bad it offends you, but I'm not sorry, but New Age definitely has ripped off everything Christ ever said without giving him credit for it, in case you didn't know that, all right? It's very true, though. You can manifest things, but these are spirits, ladies and gentlemen. Fear is a futuristic spirit, once again, that you can cause to happen just because you're dwelling and you're thinking on it, and you know, not just the attraction of what you're dwelling and thinking on, but just causing bad things to happen in general. Fear will attract other spirits. It attracts other evil spirits. Let me clarify if you don't understand what I'm trying to tell you. Therefore, next question, well, what are you supposed to think about? I'm going to give you an answer to that, and it's an answer I don't hear a lot of holy people or spiritual leaders say. You need to be thinking about the expectation of miracles. You need to be thinking about the miraculous things that are going to happen in your future. You need to believe in miracles. Miracles is the opposite reaction to fear, because miracles are good things. Miracles come out of a place of love. Miracles come out of a place of power. Remember, those are all very good spirits. I don't hear a lot of talk about allowing miracles in your life. And that's a real shame, because if you are a believer and you believe in the power of Jesus Christ, you should be expecting miracles. You should be knowing and helping to cause and create miracles to take place in your life. Yes, miracles do happen. Miracles are supernatural things. So I think the word supernatural has overtaken the word miracles today. They're kind of the same in one, with the exception of miracles being out of power and out of love, which are good spiritual things. So, you know, you need to start to dwell upon supernatural things taking place in your life that are going to enhance your future. I don't care what the problem is. I don't care if it's a problem in a relationship. I don't care if it's a problem with money, if it's a problem with health. You need to start thinking about the miracles that can take place in your life because of your belief in Jesus Christ. Why? Because we deserve it? No, don't get caught up in that. I get a lot of people that I talk to tell me, well, they can't go along the path of the Christian faith because they've done too many bad things. They don't deserve God's love. They don't deserve God's love is what I'm hearing them say. And boy, man, that is just a lie straight from hell. Because you know what? None of us do. Nobody deserves all the good things that God gives us and wants to give us. It's not about what you deserve once the price has been paid, which it already has through the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ. It's about you having the right to these things just because you believe it. Again, what you believe, you do manifest. The expectation of miracles for good things to happen in your life. Somebody asked me, well, do miracles happen in your life, Miss Karen? Why, yes, they do. All the time they happen in my life. It's not because I'm perfect. It's not because I'm extra holy, because I'm not. And I don't want that on me, because if I do mess up, I don't want people to go, aha. Okay? I'm just a normal person who believes in Jesus. That's all I am. But because I do believe that, and I understand the spiritual isms and how that works, I do expect good things to happen to me. I expect very good things to happen to me every day when I get out of bed. Yes, I do. And you know what? I expect it. I knock on that door, and that door opens, and good things do happen to me. And not because of me being anything special. It's just because God loves me, and I believe in His Son, Jesus Christ. That's how easy it is. Very easy. Expecting miracles. You remember back in the day, I'm dating myself, but I was really little, okay? But you remember Oral Roberts? Do you remember that guy? He was the first in a generation to come up with something good is going to happen to you. Something good is going to happen to you. He had these little cardboard cutout things that you could put on your table and stuff, and just every day to look at it remind you that something good is going to happen to you because Jesus is walking your way. That was the rest of it. But the cardboard cutout would say, something good is going to happen to you. And I remember seeing those. He was the first to really do that. He was the first to make that very livable and to give people hope just by giving them a cardboard thing to look at that they can sit on the table and go, wow, something good is going to happen to me today, not because that I'm special, extra, holy, ordinary, just because I believe in Jesus Christ and I have a right to it because of that unconditional love. Something very good is going to happen to me. Now think about it. You look at that and you say that and you manifest it. You manifest that. It's very, very powerful, ladies and gentlemen. Do not think that your thoughts and your words are not powerful. They could change the entire course of your destiny if you learn how to practice these things. Now, other religions, they really push that. Other religions push mantras and chanting and a lot of different things. You know what? They're not wrong, because those things do work. But we as Christians, those who of us believe in Jesus Christ, we have a really hard time trying to apply that principle when it is in the Bible over and over again about how your thoughts go to what you say and what you say will manifest. How your thoughts go to your eyes and what you look at will manifest. Your thoughts go into your five senses and cause your destiny to become either very miraculous or very fearful. Some people are scared to death of the future. And a lot of people are on anti-anxiety medications because of that. It would be very easy to give into that. You know, drinking. Yeah, people who know me will tell you I'm not a big drinker, but man, I mean, think about it. Wouldn't it be nice to be high so that you don't have to deal with the fear of what could happen to you every single day? I mean, think about all the places I've been with this COVID-19 virus. I travel a lot. I go to places a lot. And I could easily fall prey to that fear. But I'm expecting miracles to happen in my life, good things to happen in my life, and a good future. God did not give me the spirit of fear, but He gave me the spirit of power, He gave me the spirit of love, and He gave me the spirit of a sound mind. It would be very, very easy to check out with alcohol, marijuana, or, you know, prescription pills that caused the alteration of your mind to deal with issues. I'm not here to knock you if you are on any type of anti-anxiety medication, but I'm telling you it's a spiritual problem and it has a spiritual answer. And I would encourage you to seek out those spiritual answers. You know, people think that people like me are radically religious, maybe a little too religious, religious mania, manic, or whatever. Hey, you know what? There's a lot of radical problems in the world. So thank God there are radical, holy people that go out and meet radical challenges with radical answers. If you've ever had a radical problem, and some people have had very supernatural things, evil things happen to them, I've been called on to help with that many, many times throughout the years. You're so thankful that someone's willing to come in and go, no, don't have any fear. We're going to take care of this. And they know how to do that. Because a lot of the churches out there, and trust me, I've seen them in action. They're like, oh, no, I don't want to worry about that. That's demonic. That's evil. I want to stay away from that. You know, God didn't call us to do that through Jesus Christ. When he was going back to heaven after he rose from the dead, he said, I give you the dominion, power, and authority. To what? Cast out demons in my name. Why is it so scary? I mean, you're scared of it? I'm glad there's not like a demonometer, because if you could see what's going on around you and see all that taking place, you might be pretty shocked. You might be shocked of what you let into your own world, in your own house, in your own life. It's a lot going on out there, and you need to be careful. But the blood of Christ will take care of every bit of that. So I don't want you to live in fear over it. I want you to understand that you have full dominion, power, and authority over anything that could come against you. But out of your own ignorance, you may have knocked on a door that you shouldn't have, and they opened it. And it was an evil, evil thing behind that door that you knocked on. There's a lot of things that can happen out there. Yeah, I know. I know I'm religious. I warned you and I told you that. And I'm not lying. I'm not kidding when I tell you. People call me to help them with some very supernatural things that are taking place in their life. And I'm more than happy to help them. Because if people like me don't help them with these issues, who's going to do it? Who is going to do it? Other religious people and pastors and ministers? Oh, no. No, you'd be shocked to see people who come in the name of Christ who are scared to death to go out and help people that have supernatural problems. You would be shocked. You mean I don't know what it is with this Kopi thing with holy people and like let's not talk about the devil and hell and all these things and demons because, you know, we want to keep it all Kopi and happy and with unicorns and fairies and everything's all good and great. You know, when you've got the good, you've got the bad. You've got good, you've got evil. There's two sides. There's a war going on. Somehow you're going to get involved in it just by default if you don't pick a side. That's very true. Pick a side, ladies and gentlemen. You go, well, I'm agnostic. I don't believe in anything. Well, then I got news for you. You're opening a lot of doors. You're knocking on doors you may not even realize you're knocking on. Things do happen all the time. But God is good, and you need to expect miracles and keep your train of thought in that direction so that when things do happen and fearful things come about and you turn on the news and you hear about how we're all going to die from an invisible virus, well, you need to realize that yeah, you have full dominion, power, and authority over that in your life. Expect good supernatural, if you like that word better than miracles, that's fine. Miracles may be an outdated word, but expect good supernatural things to happen for you. Expect everything you've ever wanted to happen for you if you believe in Jesus Christ, that you get everything that you want. There's no reason why you can't. I can tell you, somebody's got to get all that good stuff. Why can't it be you? Why can't you get all the good stuff? It's out there. Once you experience one miracle in your life, ladies and gentlemen, you'll start to realize that if it can happen that one time, it can happen a million times. It can happen over and over again. If God is gracious enough to heal your body when everybody in the medical profession told you that you were going to die, then you know it can happen to everybody who's getting a confession from the medical industry that they're not going to live. That's a big problem, and a big spirit of fear can overcome you with that. you know, when you think you're going to have medical or health problems that are going to take you to an early grave. When you think about that, man, what else is there? That is a spiritual problem that has to have a spiritual answer. That is the big one. I always say that people get attacked in three ways. They get attacked in money situations. They get attacked in relationships. And they get attacked in their health. You know, even by your own divine mind, even by just your ability that your mind was created to do great things, you can always make your money back. Same thing with relationships. You can always heal a relationship or form new relationships. But your health now, that's different. Because there's only a supernatural answer to health problems. And that's when you've got to really put that into gear, that I am a child of God and I'm looking for a miracle to manifest in my life. It happens all the time, guys. And if it happens to one person who believes in Jesus Christ, it can happen to you. I know people who were miraculously healed. I was miraculously healed. People in my family have been miraculously healed after giving a diagnosis of death and doom. It can happen to anybody, not because you've done good things or you're a good person, but because you believe in the power source, which is Jesus Christ. Do you believe it? You know, I try to keep my little blog things here on the inspirational side, but something is happening and I keep getting very, very deeply religious and I can't stop it. So don't stop me. You know, if you want to keep it just light and interfaithy, well, then just know that what Oral Roberts said, something good is going to happen to you. You can write it down on a piece of paper and stick it on your refrigerator so you can see it every day. And that's your little inspiration message from me. That would have killed all of 10 seconds of this show. I cannot lie. I have to stand in my truth. Every good thing I have comes from God, ladies and gentlemen. I battle evil too, just like everybody else. I get attacked in ways. I don't go on social media and cry and spill it all over the place. I turn to my rock, my Lord and Jesus Christ, to help me. A lot of times in a closet, you'll never know, because I don't talk about it like that. I don't let everybody know. I don't sit in a pile of crap and cry about it. I go to my God. I go to my source. There are a few very devout Christian people in my circle that I will turn to when I have a problem, but that's few. That's far between and very few people, because I need people that I know that are really, really walking in this power source when I come up against something. Got to tell you, my situations, they're not just normal little situations. I get attacked. I do things in big ways, and I get attacked in big ways a lot of times. But I can still go on and do good things, just like I talked about in that last show. I can still do good things because I know greater is He in me than he that is in the world. Listen, all these things that are in the Bible are promises that are good for you. And you're going to need to grab them because they're your weapons of warfare, these things that are in the Bible. The Bible says the Bible is the sword, and the sword is for battling. And when you're going to do spiritual battle, it's always going to come against an attack that may be coming against you, a very evil thing. It is not the intent of God, which is love, for you to suffer. People get mad at God, but God is not the author of evil. The devil's the author of evil. I said devil. He is the author of evil. You should be mad at him if you're mad at anybody. COVID-19, that is evil. It's destructive. It destroys lives. It destroys businesses. It destroys everything. God is not the author of evil. The devil is the author of evil. Put it into perspective and understand the battle of good and evil going on and pick a side. Which side are you going to battle? I don't hate atheists and I don't hate Satanists. The reason why is they tell me who they are and I know what side they picked. Cool. I know who the enemy is. And if you're forefront, I worry about people like the Bible says wolf in sheep's clothing. I worry about those kind of people because I don't know what side they're on. That's what you got to be careful about. That's what you need to be careful about, people who haven't picked a side. I have people that I know that are all over the place, all over the place. Some people sit on the fence. If you're a devout Christian, oh, they're Christian that day. And the next day when you're not, they're with someone who's an atheist, well, they're an atheist. See it all the time. You know what? God said he hates that. Fence setters is the worst in the Bible if you read it, in the Gospels. He says, man, God will spew you out so fast, if you don't pick a side like that. Fence sitting is the worst you can do. Pick a side, ladies and gentlemen. Decide whom it is this day that you will serve and follow, and what are you going to do battle against. There's not a more important situation in your life, because once you pick out and know who you are spiritually, then you won't just fall for anything. Because if you don't pick a side, you will. You tend to fall for anything. People, like, believe in everything, you know. So irritating sometimes. You know, people who, yeah, they believe in they believe in Jesus, but they also believe in wolf spirits. Let me tell you what. No. Pick a God. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I've enjoyed talking to you for the past half hour. Well, I'm not going anywhere. My Cleveland thing got canceled. I've had two other speaking engagements get canceled, and I'm cool with that. I don't want to go anywhere, and I'm one of these people, I'm pretty happy to be, you know, in my space by myself for long periods of time. I don't have a problem with that. So if you need something to do, you can buy my books and read them. Just Google me. Google me and BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. Century Martial Arts has two of my books. You know what, I'm out there. I do a lot of philosophical writing, especially martial arts-related philosophy, self-help and that kind of thing. I have one self-help book out, actually, been out for years. But if you Google me, you'll see me. Ask, it will be given. Seek, you will find. Knock, it will be opened. And Google, and you will find me. All right, listen. I wish you well, peace, love, blessings, and all that good stuff. I hope that you look for miracles every day when you wake up in your life. Write it on a piece of paper. Put it on your table. Something good is going to happen to you just because of Jesus Christ. That's all. Not because you're a great person or special. Just because of Jesus Christ. You have a right to these things. Know it, believe it. Miracles are coming your way. Let's step on that spirit of fear, ladies and gentlemen, and have no problems with it. Listen, if you truly believed in your heart you had a good future, you wouldn't be fat right now. That's right, I said that. Because when you eat like that, you eat for comfort because you don't think good things are coming your way. Don't you want to be in shape and looking good when those miracles pop and all those good things happen to you? I do. That's what I tell myself when I want a Nutty Buddy bar. You know, comfort food. You know, you want to be fat, Karen? Look good. Feel good. Know you're on top of your game. God bless you guys. We'll see you next time on the Eden Assignment. Bye-bye.